Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn the first two Mishnayos of the 19th parak of Masechet Shabbos, and this is the parak that talks about Bris Mila, because we just concluded Parak Yud Ches by saying that you're allowed to do a Bris on Shabbos, and Kol Tzarchim Mila you could do on Shabbos. So the Mishnah talks about whether you're allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos in order to do Hachanos for a Bris, what we call Machshire Mila. Is that Mutar on Shabbos as well? So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Omer, if you forgot to bring a knife to do the bris milah before Shabbos to the place where the baby is, and there's no Erev, some of you b'Shabbos, you can bring it on Shabbos even through Rishus Harabim, because you're allowed to do a malacha even for machshire milah on Shabbos, even just to prepare for the milah on Shabbos, and even though you really should have done it before Shabbos, Megula, and when you bring it through Rishus Harabim, you should have it uncovered when you carry it, so everyone will see how special the mitzvah of milah is, that you're even allowed to violate Shabbos for the sake of the mitzvah of Mila. U'bisakana, and if it's a situation where there are laws against Jewish people doing bris mila, so mechaseu al piedim, then you should cover it in front of witnesses before you carry it out, so that people won't suspect you, because then if people will say, oh, I saw this guy carrying on Shabbos, your edim will be able to vouch for you afterwards that you weren't carrying stam on Shabbos, you were carrying a bris mila knife on Shabbos, so that you'll be able to give the baby a bris mila. And not only that, v'olam Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says even more than that, korsin etzim lasos pecham lasos clay barzel. If you don't have a knife available on Shabbos, you can cut down trees and burn the wood to make charcoal, and then use that charcoal so that the heat can be used to shape a mila knife on Shabbos. Meaning, this is many, many steps in advance of the bris mila, to chop down the tree, to make the charcoal, to make the fire that's going to then shape the knife to use for the bris mila. All of those things can be done on Shabbos. Klalam Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said a klal. Kol melach shav shalas asmer Shabbos einu Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Elazar, and he says, no, any malach that you could have done before Shabbos, then you must do before Shabbos, and you're not allowed to do those malachos on Shabbos. If it's a malach that you could not have done before Shabbos, then then such malachos could be doches Shabbos. What could you not have done before Shabbos? The milah, the bris milah itself, you couldn't have done before Shabbos, because a milah bezmana can't, if the milah bezmana is on Shabbos, then Erev Shabbos would have been kodem zmana, so you wouldn't be allowed to do the milah itself. Now, Mishnah Beis is going to talk a little bit more about milah. Normally, in order to do milah, a person has to take off the foreskin in two steps. First, you do the milah, and then you do what's called the priya, and then some blood is taken out of the wound, and you bandage it up. So, osim kol tzarchim milah b'Shabbos. You're allowed to do anything that you need for a milah on Shabbos. Moalin, uporin. You're allowed to cut off the foreskin. Then you're allowed to uncover the area by pulling back the membrane of skin that's there, because that's part of the mitzvah. Umotitzin, then you could draw out blood by a mitzitza, what we call mitzitza, which is typically done by sucking some blood out of the wound. The Mishnais and the Gemara assumes that was necessary for the health of the baby. Nowadays, medical establishment assumes that it's the opposite of healthy. It could harm the baby, but the assumption of the Mishnayos and the Gemara is that it was absolutely necessary to ensure the health of the baby. V'nosala esplonis v'chamon, and you're allowed to put a bandage and some sort of medication to help the wound heal. In lo shachak me'erev Shabbos, if you didn't prepare the medication before Shabbos by grinding it up, lo es b'shina v'nosin, so you could chew it with your mouth, grind it with your teeth, and then put it on the wound, and that way it's not going to be such a great violation of Shabbos, because you're doing it with a shinoi. So it's not considered like, so you always try to minimize the Chil Shabbos as much as possible. A lot of times what they would use for medicine is they would take wine and oil and they would beat it together in a bowl. So the Mishnah says, what if you didn't prepare the wine-oil mixture before Shabbos? So the wine should be put in the bowl by itself, the oil should be put in the bowl by itself, and let them mix together on their own. Because the oil and the wine together will be very effective in healing the wound, even if you don't beat them together, and you're not allowed to beat them together on Shabbos. Now, once the wound is treated, people would then bandage the wound with a piece of cloth that was like a tube and would fit around the aver of the baby. And the purpose was to make sure that the skin doesn't move back over the area that you just mulled. So the Mishnah tells us, and we still do this, the mulam still bandage in such a way. So what if you didn't prepare that piece of cloth from before Shabbos? You're not allowed to make a new chaluk. They call it a shirt. It's not really a shirt. It's this bandage. You're not allowed to make it on lecharchila on Shabbos because it's a tikkun mana. It's making a kli. Aval korich ala smartut, but you can wrap a cloth around it. Imlo hiskin meir of Shabbos. If you didn't prepare a cloth before Shabbos, korich ala tzba'o, maybe then you can wrap a cloth around your finger and wear it like that, as if it's like a little glove around your finger, and that way you could bring it from through a place that you're not normally not allowed to carry, like a chatzar that doesn't have an eruv. V'afilu mechatzar acheres, and you're even allowed to carry it from another chatzar, again, where it's normally an isra midrabanan to carry. So you're allowed to bring it in such a way. But the clear implication of the Mishnah is that if the only way to get it there is to go through Rosh Hashanah and Daraisa, where it would be an isra daraisa to carry, then you wouldn't be allowed to wrap it around your finger, because you don't really need it for the baby. It's just there to prevent the skin from growing back over the makom hamila, so the chacham would not allow melacha d'oraisa just for that purpose alone. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph we learned that Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you didn't bring a kli from on the Erev Shabbos, you could bring it on Shabbos in a way that everyone will see what you're carrying. If it's dangerous to have everyone see what you're carrying, so then set aside two Edom who watch you cover it up in the house that you're bringing it from, so they could testify what you were bringing. And Rabbi Eliezer also said, not only a machshirei mila docha Shabbos, but the machshirei d'machshirei d'machshirei mila, all the preparatory steps. Whereas Rabbi Akiva said, no, any melacha that you could have done before Shabbos, you got to do before Shabbos. The only thing that you're allowed to do on Shabbos is the meal itself, which you couldn't have done before Shabbos. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that you could do the mila, the priya, the mitzitza, and the bandaging, and the medicating on Shabbos, and if you didn't prepare the medication on Erev Shabbos, you should prepare it with a shinoi, like by chewing on it with your teeth, and if you didn't mix the wine and the oil that serves as a medication from before Shabbos, you're not allowed to beat them together, but you could put them each together in a bowl, and they'll still do a good job. We also said you're not allowed to make the bandaging that they would use, but you could wrap a smartut around the baby's aver, and if you didn't prepare a cloth to wrap around the baby's aver, and you need to bring the cloth from a different house, you could wrap it around your finger and carry it, provided that carrying would only be an issur d'rabbanan. But if the carrying itself would be an issur d'oraisa, then you would not be allowed to do it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yates, Mishnah Gimel.